I've got Angelique Christophis on the phone. She's in Tunis at the headquarters of the UGTT, the Tunisian Trade Union. There are a couple of hundred people gathering there as they start their general strike today. What's the scene like there, Angelique?
Well, there's loads of people massing here with banners. They're preparing for a funeral cortege later on today of Shokri Belaid, who was the trade union and leftist opposition leader who was shot dead earlier this week outside his home. And there's a real atmosphere both here and amongst lawyers and people from all political parties I've spoken to, including now the ruling party. It's shock. There hasn't been a political assassination like this in terms of somebody shot dead in cold blood outside their front door in full daylight. That hasn't happened since colonial times in Tunisia. Tunisia obviously was under decades of brutal dictatorship where people died under torture and died in prison and so on. But the idea of an actual political assassination in cold blood in the streets is something that everyone here is saying is new, and it's something that has panicked people and saddened them and really shocked them, because of course Tunisia was the first revolution in the Arab Spring. It's still a poster child. It's still a country that people look to, and there's a real feeling of unease here on the streets after this murder.
Do you feel like this is something that could undermine the move to democracy over the last couple of years there?
Well, I think the problem in Tunisia is that there's complete and utter blockage or an impasse politically at the moment. Just over a year ago, there was an assembly elected to come up with a new constitution which would allow new elections. That is really blocked. No new constitution has been produced. We're really at loggerheads as to how to produce one amongst the troika of parties in power, with Nahda, the moderate Islamist parties, and other more secular leftist parties. They can't decide on a constitution, and it's not just that. It's more that people in Tunisia don't have any idea of when or if they ever might be able to. So there's a real feeling that we're stuck in Tunisia, and that nothing much is changing politically. And when you've got both a mixture of a kind of political stalemate and this feeling of more violence on the street, that is a very, very toxic combination, which is worrying all sides. And there have been pockets of violence for quite a few months here. So there are these local groups called the League to Protect the Revolution, who are quite small in number but very active, who often arriving at demos with batons and so forth, who are shadowy people, no one's quite sure who they are and who's backing them, which are causing a lot of people to be ill at ease. And then you've also got a small Salafist presence as well, who, again, small but capable of causing. So there's really a feeling of worry, certainly at the moment, on the streets today.
Are people expecting trouble at the funeral itself today?
Well, I'm just moving off now to join the cortege. Everyone's hoping that nothing will kick off. Everyone's hoping that things will be calm. There's riot police out in full force on Avenue Bourguiba, the main avenue in Tunis, and people are hoping not, because if things were to kick off, no one really knows where they might go. So people are trying to calm the mood on the street, and certainly there's a lot of police out in force. There was tear gas used earlier this week on demos in Tunis. That would happen again if there was any trouble. There would certainly be tear gas.
There seemed to be a bit of a dispute this week between the Prime Minister and the ruling Ennahda party over how they would respond to this. The Prime Minister wanted a technocratic government to be formed, but his party said he'd spoken too soon, and they seem to be seeking to form a coalition with other parties. What's your impression of where that will go next?
I just spoke to some senior officials in the Ennahda party. They're meeting all day today and probably all weekend. There does seem to be a difference within the party about whether or not they can dissolve and have a government of technocrats to sort of tide the country over. That's certainly nowhere near resolution, and we're waiting for the results of those meetings this weekend. There's speculation that there's a real difference between moderate wings of the party and slightly more hardline wings of the party, but that's not really clear, and we don't know where things will go. Certainly many people in Ennahda say they want to keep a political government. They don't want technocrats in charge at the moment. We're waiting for the results of that. I'm just moving off with the cortege now.
Okay, Angelique, thank you.